All right, I did share with, if you weren't here last week, shared with the church that the, around the end of August, I had my first communications with the Kentucky Transplant Division team. I've lost pretty well, about 99% of the weight. My gallbladder's gone. So, it's time to have a conversation about looking down the road here. And so, just my first initial meeting, and I've got a lot of other stuff I have to go through after that meeting if they accept me into the transplant division or whatever word I'm looking for, program. And then in that case, if I pass that, then I'll wait for the phone call. And when the phone call comes, I have to be within 5 hours of Lexington, and the journey begins. Marcia did tell me, I'll find this out for sure, but she did tell me that she thought I would be out of the pulpit for 3 months. It's a long time, folks. And I'm not trying to get the cart before the horse because anything could knock me out of the program. But if we get to that point of it, I need for everybody to really be faithful at that time. I'll try to get some good people to stand in the pulpit for me during that time. But they say in order to protect me and all that my body's going to be going through, I just can't be around people for about 3 months. So we'll see as the journey progresses, and we're looking forward to it. We're excited, we think. We're hoping. Stephanie can be back with us in about 2 to 3 weeks. She's been out for a long time. Between Monica and myself, and Kendra's been a big help to try to get her through this last 6 months. This journey started in February with her. And she feels pretty good for the most part. She is in her own home now. She left us for the last time. And we're hoping it's for the last time. And she's been in our house a lot over the last 6 months. And so we're tickled. She's got a place to go. We're tickled she's got her own place. And we know that God's been very gracious to us as a family. Continue to watch over us. I'm in a little bit of a different kind of a shoe. And I'm pretty excited about this shoe. I don't know how long it's been out on the market, but they decided to give it a try on my foot. And I really can't see the wound that well, but Monica can. And because she dresses it all the time. And my doctors are amazed that in a week and a half what this shoe has done. And I've been fighting this for 13, 14 years. It would be marvelous if this little $45 shoe ends up being the thing that took me over the edge and got me to the place where it was healed. So we're heading that direction. We're open. So please keep that in mind. We're going to change subjects today. And looking from God's survival guide, something that's interesting. And the subject is called Dealing with Change. Most people don't like change, although some people do. The older I get, I hate it. When I was younger, didn't matter, but I mean, this last time that Monica and I moved, oh my goodness gracious, it was bad. Man, I was in a bad mood for a while. Couldn't find nothing. It took us a while to get the place back together. Monica and I don't move as fast as we used to move. And we have seemed to have accumulated enough stuff to sink a battleship over almost 40 years of marriage. I mean, I saw stuff I didn't even know I had. Didn't know where it come from. And, of course, Matthew's got some stuff there. Stephanie's got some stuff there. I've got some stuff there. I didn't even know I had stuff there. I got stuff there. So, anyway, change is not easy. And a lot of times when it's forced upon you, because one of your children can do something, and the change is on. Your spouse can do something, and here comes the change. Your church can do something, and here comes the change. Your employer can do something, and here comes the change. she said, "I just cannot wait till I get through going through the chamber." My mother went through it for 25 years. She was a mean woman to me at times. Larry Gibbs has been going through it since 1945. Okay, 1955. It's been a long time, anyway. Well,
I was 14.
I know.
Anybody can say, "Have been married for 57 years, maybe serve some."
That's right. And he's been going through the things 57 years. That's right. But you know, we don't adapt. Especially the older we get, we don't adapt like we used to. But understand something that I learned a long time ago, whether you want it or not. Things are going to change. You're going to get older. You're changing right now, even as I speak. You're going downhill. How's that? I'm not going to lift you up. You're dying, people. How's that? You're going downhill. I just can't wait to get out of my 50s. If I can survive this, baby, I'm going to fly through the 60s. But my 50s tried to kill me four times. I'm done with it. So, change is coming. Nothing we can do with it. But here's what I love about it. The God that I serve does not change for me. Huh? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, I have been told through a couple of emails by Larry, who seems to have enjoyed telling me this, and my wife, that for the last 2 or 3 weeks I've been forgetting the scripture at the end of the service. So my wife, Larry, got together and decided we're going to put the scripture up there during the whole entire time I'm speaking. See? Y'all thought I was the boss, didn't you? Yes. That hasn't changed in 38 years. That's right. Some things you want to change, but all in all, that ain't going to change. That's right. Even when we dated, she was the boss. So I mean, it's awful. All right. Psalms 18:2 says, "God is my rock." Remember, we're going to talk about change. "God is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." My God, my rock, in whom I will take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My high tower. What that is saying is that God protects us. He puts us in high places. He's got every way imaginable to protect us in life. And when change comes, He's there to walk through us with it. Because change is coming. Are you ready to take the journey with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Here we go. Dealing with change. This writer hits us right on the mark. Our world is in a state of constant change. Understand this. This is true. God is not. At times, the world seems to be trembling beneath our feet. But we can be comforted in the knowledge that our Heavenly Father is the rock that cannot be shaken. His word promises, "I am the Lord, I do not change." Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord. Every day that we live, we encounter a multitude of changes. Some good, some not so good. Some change is good. Okay? Listen, I've lost 70 pounds. I've changed. That's good. Okay? That's good. So not all change is bad. Keep that in mind. And some are downright disheartening. Of those occasions when we must endure life changing personal losses that leave us breathless, there is a place we can turn for comfort and assurance. We can turn to God. One of the biggest changes that we have to deal with is when we lose a loved one. That changes life forever. It can be anybody or anyone. It can be your best friend. It can be your parents. It can be a child. It can be your brother. It can be your sister. It can be somebody you go to church with. But death is coming to all of us. It's coming to our family. Unless the Lord comes in our lifetime, there's a good chance He can. But if He don't, everybody here is going to experience change, and it's called death. Now, when death comes to a Christian person, it makes it a little easier. I miss my mom and dad tremendously. They were a big support system to this church, a big support system to me. But they were both hurting. The change of death brought to them eternal life and brought to them a place where there is no more pain and no more suffering and no more tears. For that, I'm grateful. No matter how much I miss my parents and the condition that they both were in when they died, I wouldn't have them back here for all of money and time. Do a warm hand. Are you facing difficult circumstances or unwelcome changes? You don't know whether you're facing it or not, but more likely you are. If so, please remember that God is far bigger than any problem you face. You understand that? No matter what you may have to deal with before this day is over with, God is bigger than that problem. The Lord knows you may have to know that. What you may have to face before this day is over with, none of us know. I say every time, when I get in an automobile, I don't know whether I'm coming back home or not. I don't know. You don't either. Life can change in a blink of an eye. If so, remember that God is far bigger than any problem you may face. So instead of worrying about life challenges, put your faith in the Father and His only begotten Son. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. If you're constantly worried about what's the next thing coming around the corner, you can't deal with what is around the corner now. I don't think I said that right, but you understand. That's one thing I love about this congregation. No matter what stupid things I say, you seem to understand me. I'm worrying you guys a lot. But I can't worry about tomorrow. I got too much on my plate today. We need to take it one day at a time. Learn how to do that. Learn to stay on the rock. I need to be on the rock today. Let's deal with today. And if I'm around tomorrow, then we'll deal with tomorrow. Don't worry from tomorrow. Did I say that right? That's right. Thank you. But you know, we do that, don't we? We worry so much about the future, we can't even deal with today. And if you mess up today, I guarantee you, you're going to be in trouble tomorrow. Because what we do today, we're going to pay for tomorrow. So, you know, let's calm down and let's take care of life's issues and deal with it. Life is often challenging, but as a Christian, we should not be afraid. You believe that? Say amen. God loves us. And will protect us. In times of hardship, it doesn't say if, but when hardship comes, because it'll come, He will comfort us in times of change. He will guide our steps. You understand that? Do you get that? When we are troubled, or weak, or sorrowful, God is always with us. He will never, your side. I told the men this morning, and Angie is in there with us. We all love Angie. George is a little quiet these days in some school, but that's all right. But I told them, when I was in the hospital for 3 days fighting for my life, I didn't even know where I was at or what I was doing, didn't know I was on the planet. I really couldn't pray, but I had enough people praying for me. But God already had a plan for me when I was dying. He had a plan for me. He knew that 2 days after I woke up, I'd be walking around there, walking a mile around there, taking some care. They couldn't slow me down. I was afraid if I stopped, they're going to strap me in that bed again. I wouldn't stop. Monica said, you know, are you going to stop? I said, I don't think so. I'm going to keep moving. And then when I did stop, I sat into the chair. I said, get that bed away from me. Because I was tired of dying. I knew now it was time to live. Sometimes, folks, we've got to get tired of dying and learn let's live. Within the terms of the boundaries of Jesus. Quit worrying about everything. It's time to start living for Jesus. Life is short enough as it is. Learn to live every day to the fullest, as much as you can. I told Monica, when we get Stephanie on the other side of this, and we're going to get Stephanie on the other side of this, she is retired. I'm sort of semi-retired to a degree. We're going to enjoy life. I'm going to enjoy it. We're going to travel. We're going to do some things until we can't. Because we've worked hard all of our lives to get to this point. Now, if God calls me home tomorrow, then fine. Then I'm traveling. They look at me like I think y'all think I'm on medication or something. I'm going to travel one way or the other. I may travel to heaven. I may go to Florida, or I may go out west, but I'm going to travel somewhere. Okay? Just keep that in mind. That's what it is. Don't mean I'm going to miss church. Oh, no. I wouldn't miss aggravating people for all the love. But Monday through Saturday, they don't tell where you're going to find me. Because I want to enjoy life. Because life is a gift to me. And the more that I come close to dying, the more I appreciate it's a gift. Understand that. The closer you get to dying, the more you'll understand every day is a gift. If you can get up, it's a gift. Don't take it for granted. Just live life to the fullest, as best you can, within the realm of Jesus and His Bible, His guidance. Let Him lead the way. But life doesn't get any better. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Are you anxious about situations that you cannot control? Now, a few years back, you remember, I preached a whole series. What I can control, I need to control. What I can't control, I need to give it to God. I can control me. I can control my actions. I can control my mouth. I can control my attitude. I can control where I go and what I do. I cannot control my wife. I cannot control my kids. And Lord knows I can't control any of you. But if I learn how to control me, most of the time everybody around me will stay in control as well. Because when I get out of control, it seems like everybody else wants to get out of control. You ever been around that? When you start opening up your mouth, everybody else wants to open up their mouth. Okay? When you start acting stupid, it seems like everybody else wants to act stupid around you. Have you ever noticed that? It's contagious. But when you act like you've got some sense, most of the time people around you will act like they've got some sense. Let's learn to do that. I guarantee you, your quality of life will be 100% better. Take your anxieties to God. Are you troubled about the changes that threaten or disrupt your life? Take your troubles to Him. Him being God. Does your corner of the world seem to be trembling beneath your feet? Seek protection from the one who cannot be moved. The same God who created the universe will protect you if you ask Him. So ask Him, and then serve Him with willing hands and a trusting heart. Now, if I'm going to ask God to meet my needs, if I'm going to ask God to watch over a situation, I'm going to ask God's blessings upon a particular problem. Once I do that, and it's in God's hands, understand this. Leave it in God's hands. Because if I'm going to take it back, I might as well let Him give it to me. If I'm going to be a warrior war, there ain't no sense giving it to the war. There's no one to do it. And when you really do that, and I know some people have personalities that do worry about everything. I understand that deal. But really, it's a complete insult to God when you worry to the degree that it harms you. If you're a Christian. Now, if you're not praying about a certain subject, well, you ought to be worried about it. Because it's called prayer. That's what you do. You can't change somebody, but you can pray for that change to take place. And I can't change me by myself. I need to pray for myself. Because the only way that I'm going to be better as a person, as a husband, as a preacher, as a pastor, as a man, is to ask God to help me. And if I don't do it, I'm going to pay the price. And then Satan gets all the glory. Because God's grace and His love and His patience goes where it's wanted. And when you shun God, you're all wide open target for Satan. And he will whip you within an inch of your life. And you won't know what day's coming. You're hoping that you won't live the next day. You'll be crucified. That is a crying shame. Don't live life to that degree. And you don't have to do it. When you pray every day, you study God's word every day, and you come to God's house. You do those three things, and I promise you, no matter how much Satan tries to come at you, he will not get to you, your home, or your family if you do those three things. I have preached this for 30 years. Coming up in October, I'll be here 30 years. I've said the same thing in 1,000 different ways, but it's the same way. You pray daily, you study God's word daily, and you come to God's house. You're not going to have a perfect life, but you're going to have a victorious life. Let's read our scripture one more time. God is my rock. That's personal. My rock. My fortress. He just encompasses me, surrounds me, and my deliverer. My God. My rock. In whom I will take refuge. If He's the rock, get on the rock. Don't get off the rock and look at it, because when you get off the rock, then you got to deal with Satan. If he's your rock, get on it. My rock, in whom I will take refuge. My shield, the horn of my salvation. Let me tell you what salvation is. When it says I'm the horn of my salvation, Satan wants to rob that from you. He wants to rob you of your salvation and take that away from you. But he can't do it. Because the picture is that Jesus stands there with the horns. And if Satan tries to get you, he gets stuck. Satan don't like it. But he can't get to you. Because you got horns all around you. It's called God's protection. That's the picture that you're getting. This high tower. This high tower means he can lift you up above whatever Satan tries to come at you. He will get you above it. He'll get you above your problems, above everything else, and give you a life worth living if you will live for Him every day. He is your high tower. Do you you get the picture, give the Lord a hand of applause. Let us stand. Is every head bowed and every eye closed? Father, in the most precious and holy name of Jesus. My prayer, Father, that your word goes out to God's people that needs it. To those watching by internet today, Father, it's my prayer that it touches someone out here in the world, Father, that may watch me. That they understand that God is their protector if they will grab on to Him. They find a good church that preaches Jesus. Father, may we study your word every day. May we pray every day. May we understand God's grace every day. Father, bless these moments. If there be one here today who needs a quiet time at this altar, we invite them to come. If there's someone here today who needs me to pray with them, we invite them to come. God, your grace is in this place, and it's amazing. Touch our lives. In Jesus' name, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come?